I'm far from being an audio Nazi, but I'm learning. You know, and speaking of audio, you know, I kind of like some of the episodes I've done before with the background music. I don't know why. I think it alleviates this this weirdness in my head about just talking by myself. And, you know, at first I thought, you know, you're just, you know, that's get over it. You know, that's just you've got a hang up about it. But as it turns out, I'm not sure that it is the hang up, because it seems like everybody, as I said before, that does a podcast on their own either winds up getting a partner, developing voices in their heads, or introduces a whole cast of characters.
Yes! No! Oh! Yeah! Gosh-y.
Oh, Lord.
Oh! Big Fanny, that is vulgar! Oh, poor Big Fanny! Oh!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Developing voices in their heads.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1179 of the BFO4 Friday, the 3rd of August 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all. It's just more of the same. Big Freddy, you're in the summer doldrums. Yes! Hello, lost cells. Big Freddy, what in the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well, y'all. I'm telling you. The older I get, the more I am forgetful, y'all. But y'all, y'all, I'm just going ahead and start off. You know, yesterday I read you about the two coupons. You know, you remember those? They were right here, huh? Can you hear that? And y'all, but I never told you how much I saved. Big Fatty went yes. Y'all, I let me just see here. I had the 2 weeks ago, I spent $41.54, and I saved $16.73. And y'all, Wednesday hump day of this week, I spent $31.85, and I only saved $6.52. That wasn't very good, but y'all, there was a survey. And y'all, and I'm going to fill out the survey for the Von Z's. So, yeah, hopefully I'll win a coupon for that or something. So, anyway, y'all, are you having a lovely week? Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely, just as lovely as it can be. Well, y'all, I've got some voice letters. Y'all, I am back to I am backed up on voice letters like there's no tomorrow. But y'all, I've got to take care of a little business that I missed earlier this week. Big Fatty, you really have forgotten everything. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, and y'all, in my defense, I was not aware of this, and y'all, the assistant did not send this name to Big Friday. So, y'all, it must not be a well-known fact, but y'all, I believe that I saw on Wednesday night, on the 1st of August, and it may have been on the 2nd, but I believe it was on the 1st, y'all, that Greg in the St. Louis, Missouri, y'all out there where that John Ong is? Yeah, I don't think that's right. Is it St. Louis? Maybe it, is it St. Louis? Big Freddy, we don't know. He's out there in the Midwest. Anyway, St. Louis doesn't sound right. Kansas City, Big Freddy, it's because St. Louis is wrong. It's Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri. Or is it Kansas City, Kansas? How do y'all? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, damn it! He went out for drinky drinks with some sort of drag queen contingent, And so I sent him a tweet. I said, was this for your exiting of the birth canal? He says, yes. And he received a verbal spanking. A verbal spanking for not making Big Fatty aware of this. You do not want to be like old Plan B on the Twitty and get a verbal spanking from Big Fatty. Big Fatty, they went out for drinky drinks. I wonder if there was cake. See, y'all went by the P.O. Box. The P.O. Box! And y'all, that was a package. I have learned that it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal package, so I'm going to wait and open that next week. Y'all, I still hadn't heard any from anybody who sent Big Fatty something from the Caveman Bakery, so we're just going to keep holding on that. But y'all, also in the P.O. Box, there was a card! And y'all, it was from the San Francisco. It's a postcard from the Ching Chong Town, out there in the San Francisco. And y'all, it's a lovely lemon, and it says Haro. And y'all, I'm reading this as it's written now. Haro, Big Fatty, wish you were here to eat the Chinese food and experience the horror. XOXO Gravitas. Y'all, that is from old Glitterbuns himself. And y'all, he was out there for the big horrifying weekend. You heard the boys from Howdy Do Pancakes on yesterday's little show talking about the Dory Alley. And y'all, you know, I mentioned that Logan usually takes some pictures for me. And y'all, I didn't receive any. Well, y'all, I got a testimonium. Got a testimonium from Logan saying he was unable to attend this year, that's why I didn't have any pictures. So Big Fatty, he needs to get on the ball. Did he forget to go?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So, up front, I just want to say I apologize for the lateness of this call. But this is my answer, my response to the BFO census. And I wanted to briefly explain, and I do mean briefly, I wanted to briefly explain what has taken me so long to respond to the census. I have no problem with saying, for example, that my name is Auntie Vera Charles. Of course, that's not my real name. My real name is, but I have no problem with saying that. I have no problem with saying that I live in Woodland Hills, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. I have no problem and had no problem with answering the BFO census question, how long have you been listening to the BFO? I've been listening to the BFO since the very beginning of the new BFO. I have been listening since episode one. What caused me such consternation, because I am a completely honest person and I don't believe in lying at all, what caused me the greatest consternation is the question, why do you love the BFO? Why do you love Big Fatty's podcast? Why do you love Big Fatty? And I simply stared at that question for hours, hours and hours, and could not come up with an answer, because I despise the BFO. I think it's the worst podcast that's ever been put on the air. I think that it stinks. I think that it's nothing but stolen material done poorly. And it's done by a man who should not be anywhere near a microphone. That's what I think about the BFO. And I just couldn't bring myself to say it, because it's hurtful. But I hate the BFO. It sucks. It's terrible. It shouldn't be on the podcasting airwaves. And then suddenly I thought, wait, stop, Vera. Otherwise known as stop, Vera. There is something that you love about the BFO. There is something that you love. It's this.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
Love you, Big Fatty.
Dear.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that was the Von. Yo, yo, yo. Hey. And y'all, that's lovely. Lovely that she took time out of her very busy schedule of being a sloth and to call into the BFO and answer the census. It's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, it is.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Gavin, number one fan of the BFO for 2012. I was just catching up on your little shows, and I heard Daniel Beaver over at the, Duteous Incontinence or whatever. I don't know what it's called. And I heard that he called in, and I was like, well, I already sent in my long form, so I may as well call in and say, Big Fatty, you can count on me as number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Also, I have a question for you. So if you want to start the music, start it now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our question on Ask Big Fatty today comes from the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all. It's Gavin. Gavin?
Anyway, the question is, will you be attending the Horror Hotel in October for the Puppeteers Convention? I'm just curious. So, because Jim will be attending, and I'm curious to find out, take a tape measure along, because I want to find out which one of you is taller. I think it's going to be Jim, but that's number one funky homo that anybody else knows. I'm the Twitty, so just calling to say, you can count on me. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that...
International.
Oh! Big Freddy, he's as bad as you are with those cellular telephonic devices. No wonder he's the number one fan. Gavin, I can answer the question about the puppeteering convention in October at the Horror Hotel. And no, I will not be going. No! But it's already sold out. There are no rooms remaining. So I will not be attending that, even though I know Jim will be there. As far as how tall, who's taller, me or the number one funky homo? Well, why don't you measure Jim while you're home and bring those measurements with you when you come to Vegas? And Big Fatty will be happy to let you measure him there. Big Fatty, you are talking about something entirely different, and it's just vulgar. It's almost as vulgar as, well, it's almost as vulgar as Gavin talking about puppeteering. Yes?
Almost missed the census. This is BW Valentine. Why I love the BFO? Well, I think because Big Fatty is a very honest. Oh, there goes one of my dogs. Sorry. Very honest, very sincere, very interesting person to listen to. Sorry for the mush. I'm a month behind on podcasts because I'm in school right now, so that's why I just heard about it. Sorry, I haven't unsubscribed. But, yeah. So I guess all that's left to say is thanks for calling, and you can count on me. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is B.W. Valentine. Y'all, we haven't heard from her in a month of Sundays. Y'all, we hadn't heard. I think seasons have changed since we heard from her. Y'all, last time we heard from B.W. Valentine, y'all, she was stuck in a drive-thru. I believe it was the Taco Hell. She was stuck in the drive-thru at the Taco Hell last time. I may be mistaken, but I believe that was it. But VW Valentine, Big Fatty, you're just silly. It's lovely to hear your voice, and you've got to do better. You've just got to do better about calling in and staying caught up. And I know the life of a student. The life of a student is a hard one. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it seems like it's been a month since we've been over here to Spottin' Big Fatty, but y'all, there's not a whole lot of new over here at the Spottin' Big Fatty. I'm going to have to speak to that Hat M, because he knows who the administrator is over there. Y'all, the administrator needs to, what is that? Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you need to answer and find out who it is. Hello?
Sally Ride Dead, first space woman. That's a fitting name, isn't it? Sally Ride
I think that was a wrong number. Big Fatty, what in the hell? That, you know, just when you think it can't get any more batshit crazy, y'all, it does. Old Vonzi is constipated about your census, and Gavin wants to know about puppeteering, and then people are calling up telling about old dead people. Dear Gussie! Gussie, y'all, I tell you what, y'all, I was gonna read a census, but got interrupted on the Spottin' Big Fatty. Y'all go over there to the Spottin' Big Fatty, and I'm sure their Big Fatty has been spotted at the Olympics. Y'all, speaking of that, I hope, you know, I was complaining on yesterday's show that the Faroe Islands contingent. I never saw them at the Olympic opening ceremony. Y'all, I hope Miss Beaver was able to get a picture of that. Maybe she'll put it up over at the lodge or something like that. But y'all, please, I'm a little worried about Spottin' Big Fatty, y'all, because that's one of Big Fatty's favorite things. You know, Big Fatty, if you'd like to do something nice for Big Fatty for the exiting of the birth canal next week, y'all, you can put a picture of Spottin' Big Fatty. Oh! Okay, Gussie, Spottin' Big Fatty, that'd be a lovely little gift, Ed. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta. And y'all, he's talking about people having voices in their heads. Big Fatty, what the hell is he talking about? I didn't understand that at all. But anyway, y'all, this weekend is the tax-free weekend. In the South Kakalaki. So y'all, go out and buy you can get all kinds of, you can get girdles and you can get corsets. That's an old-timey thing that people used to hear. You know, the start of a new year means the start of a new corset. Where'd you hear that, George?
Developing voices in their heads.
Big Fatty, you need to send the bond, yo-yo-yo, something for that constipation.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good,
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.